This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thank you for your company today. Time for another episode of Oithskjulith, and Bjarni is here once again. We've talked about this before, Bjarni. We're talking about the roads once again, because since we last discussed this on Oithskjulith, things have got even worse on the roads, it seems.
Yes, sadly. And due to heavy traffic, differences in the weather, old roads, many things.
Mm-hmm. And particularly in this story in the west of Iceland, the roads are really in an absolutely appalling state. And whether you're a driver or not, the roads matter in Iceland, because it's how stuff gets around. We don't have any trains, not much is carried by cargo, aircraft, anything that's shipped into the country comes in at Seyðisfjörður probably and is then driven around. So even if you don't drive a car yourself, in Iceland, the roads are critical for absolutely everybody. And it is these big lorries, it's the cargo lorries, that are facing the brunt of this, actually, because they can't use some of these roads at all.
Totally. And now, of course, with the development of all kinds of production, like the salmon, etc., in the Westfjords, we are also moving things with trolleys the other way around, not going to them, but also coming from there. So absolutely, the traffic itself is totally different. And therefore, some of them old roads are simply not built for that.
Well, we're going to learn today about how the roads are surfaced in Iceland in a simple form of Icelandic, and we shall let you, of course, follow along with the text, a link to that on the page accompanying this show. And we start just under that very striking photograph, which you might have seen on roof.is, roof.is, quite a lot recently, which is a road that's basically a sea of potholes, if you can imagine such a thing, and right in the middle of it, a giant pothole where there is a red and white sign alerting drivers to the danger, because you wouldn't want to stick any of your wheels through that pothole for sure. I don't think it would come out the other side. So we'll start under that image. We'll go through this from the start, and then we'll go through it line by line once again.
Yeah. Það hættulegt ástand á vegum á Vesturlandi. Byg að leka úr vegunum og festist á bíladekk. Stórir flutningabílar mega ekki keyra suma vegi. Bergþóra Kristinsdóttir yfir þjónustu hjá Vegagerðinni. Hún segir að Vegagerðin vilji nota malbygg á fleiri vegi, en malbygg mjög dýrt. Svona ástandið á vegunum. Það 6,000 kilometrar af vegum með bundnu slitlagi. 550 kilometrar með malbyggi. Restin með klæðningu. Vegagerðin vill malbygga 100 kilometri í viðbót þar sem mest keyrt. Bergþóra segir að kannski þurfi að taka klæðninguna af sumum vegum. Þá verða þeir að malarvegum. Hún segir að það sé betra að hafa malarveg en veg með óðnýtri klæðningu. Runólfur Ólafsson yfir félagi íslenskra bifreiðaeigenda. Hann segir að margir bílar hafi skemmst út af bikleka og holum í vegunum. Þetta kostar fólk mikla peninga. Hugtök, malbygg svart efni sem notað á vegi. Klæðning þunnt lag af byki og möl sem ódýrara en malbygg. Malarvegur vegur sem bara úr möl. Bundið slitlag yfirborð á vegi sem fast, eins og malbygg eða klæðning.
Okay, let's head back to the start and look at this line by line.
Yeah. Það hættulegt ástand á vegum á Vesturlandi. There is a dangerous situation on the roads in west of the land of Iceland. Byg að leka úr vegunum og festist á bíladekk. Byg, that is then we could call it tar, used to bind the gravel, is leaking or bleeding out of the roads and gets stuck on the tires, the car tires. Stórir flutningabílar mega ekki keyra suma vegi. Big lorries or transportation cars, like we call them, may not or cannot drive some of those roads. Bergþóra Kristinsdóttir yfir þjónustu hjá vegagerðinni. Bergþóra, Mrs. Bergþóra Kristinsdóttir, she is head of services at the road administration. We call it vegagerðin, the road, the making of roads, yes. literally, yeah, or yeah, the state company of the roads.
Yes.
Hún segir að vegagerðin vilji nota malbygg á fleiri vegi. She says that vegagerðin wants to use tarmac on more roads. En malbygg mjög dýrt, but tarmac is very expensive because, of course, it's the most effective and, yeah. and most durable, but that costs at the same time. Svona ástandið á vegunum. This is the situation on the roads. Það 6,000 kilometrar af vegum með bundnu slitlagi. There are 6,000 kilometers of roads with, so yeah, then we have first of those terms.
Yes.
That's then the surface has been, it is not gravel, it's not only gravel. Bundið slitlag can be both that mix
okay.
and the tarmac. The good tarmac.
I see, the yeah. pure tarmac.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So this
okay.
is an overall term for those two.
I see.
Yeah, that's
okay.
first level.
Right, right.
of those 6,000, yes. then 550 kilometrar með malbyggi. Only 550 of those 6,000 have real tarmac. Restin með klæningu. And the rest is dressed,
yes,
exactly,
yes.
has this gravel plus tar that can be relatively loose, but still, well, in general conditions, better than gravel road. But sadly, if it doesn't get maintenance, it turns into this disaster that we see now.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a tricky one. Megagerðin vill malbygga 100 kilometra í viðbót þar sem mest keyrt. And the vegagerð is now asking or wants to use real tarmac on at least 100 kilometers extra where we have the heaviest traffic just to prevent this happening again and again. Bergþóra segir að kannski þurfi að taka klæðninguna af sumum vegum. She says that maybe we need to take that dressing off some roads. Þá verða þeir að malarvegum, then they become gravel roads again, like initially. Hún segir að það sé betra að hafa malarveg en veg með ónýtri klæðningu. She says that it is better to have a gravel road than a road with useless or damaged
yes.
dressing.
That's how bad these potholes are.
Exactly.
Because a gravel road is not fun.
No.
It's slow
mm-hmm.
and it's noisy.
Yes.
And if the head of the roads administration, Vegagerðin, is saying that that is better than the current situation. That tells you how bad the current situation is.
Exactly.
Yes.
And also maybe, of course I'm no expert, but maybe to maintain a gravel road is in one sense easier
yeah. Yeah.
than to, when you get the potholes and all the on the cracks
yeah.
in the dressing, then of course you have a very complex situation like
yes.
we have now.
You just push gravel back into place, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah. But you can't do that with the dressed one.
No.
You have
no.
to do it.
You have to rip it off.
Yeah, and do it more so solid.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So this is a very tricky situation for everybody. Runólfur Ólafsson yfir félagi íslenskra bifreiðaeigenda. Mr. Runólfur Ólafsson, he is the head of the Icelandic Drivers Association.
Which is a bit like the AA or the RAC in the UK, or
exactly.
I forget what it's called in America.
Yes.
I'm a member myself.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
for people who drive cars in Iceland.
Yes, exactly. And you can get assistance, you can get advice. And he's like also, for us, the users, he's kind of a spokesperson.
Yes.
Yeah. Hann segir að margir bílar hafi skemmst út af byggleka og holum í veginum. He says that many cars have been damaged because of the leaking of tar and potholes in the roads. Þetta kostar fólk mikla peninga. This costs people a great amount of money. It's very, of course, to have all this damage. Hugtök, som glossary in the end, malbik svart efni sem notað á vegi. Tarmac is a black matter, a black mixture that is used on roads. Klæðning þunnt lag af biki og möl sem ódýrara en malbik. Then the dressed surface is exactly a a thin surface of tar and gravel that is therefore cheaper than tarmac to use. Malarvegur vegur sem bara úr möl. Gravel road is a road only made of gravel. Bundislitlag yfirborð á vegi sem fast, eins og malbygg eða klæðning. And then finally this term bundislitlag, like a mixed stuck surface, is exactly the surface of a road that is solid but can be either the tarmac or the dressed surface.
I think we'll be talking about this again somehow before it's fixed.
Yes, I think so. When like Vegagerðin always says, they have been pointing this out for years and years, that they can't maintain sufficiently. So, yes.
Well, maybe we'll be talking about some kind of solution in a simple form of Icelandic on a future episode of Oithskili. Bjarni, thanks very much indeed. We're Ruv English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We're english@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.